Loyola Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Did they nap while he hanged? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That is the newest twist in the investigation into Jeffrey Epstein's apparent suicide while awaiting trial on sex crimes charges, as the focus turns to what two guards were doing at the time. Fox's Tanya J. Powers live here in New York.
Dave, there are reports that the guards were sleeping instead of checking on inmates at the Metropolitan Correctional Center. Those officers are also suspected of falsifying log entries to show that they were checking on inmates in Epstein's jail unit every half hour when they actually weren't. The New York Times reports that one of them was a former correctional officer who had been working a different position but volunteered to return for the overtime pay, while the other officer had been ordered to work overtime because of short staffing. Dave.
Tanya, two California counties are taking the Trump administration to court, challenging the new rule that could deny green cards to some immigrants who could be too dependent on welfare programs. Acting U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services Director Ken Cuccinelli has drawn the ire of critics who don't like a revision, he said, to the poem on the Statue of Liberty. Give me your tired, your poor, who can stand on their own 2 feet and don't become a public charge, Cuccinelli told Fox News at night.
We have always, as that poem expresses, sought those who yearn to be free, as it says in that poem, but they still need to be able to support themselves.
The friend of the Dayton, Ohio mass shooter goes to court today, Ethan Colley, accused of giving Connor Betts body armor and some ammo, but he's not charged with that. Prosecutors don't believe he knew Betts would murder nine people. Colley instead's charged with lying on a federal firearms form. Police in Dayton still don't know if Betts targeted his own sister, one of those killed. Chief Richard Beal says,
we're divided about how whether that was intentional or not. I think it's inconclusive.
In Kansas City, Kansas, police killed a man yesterday who told a hotel manager in claiming he just murdered his wife and was heavily armed and dangerous and was going to a shopping area, adding, you better call police. He was shot when officers say he fired at them. This is Fox News.
Baseball season is in full swing.
Right here, popcorn! Get your popcorn!
It's a good thing Matt secured his denture with Super Polygrip. Now he can enjoy the snacks as much as the game.
Polygrip! To see you.
It's that time of year when the family meets up.
Hi, come on. Get together, guys. Family photo.
It's a good thing Jack cleans his denture with Polident so he can enjoy the whole day with confidence.
Polident.
You're a small business owner, and there's nothing small about what you do. That's why Dell Small Business Technology Advisors give you trusted advice, one-on-one partnership, and tailored tech solutions, like computers with Intel Core processors, servers, storage, networking, plus thousands of top-brand electronics, accessories, and software. No matter your technology needs, Dell is here to help your small business do big things. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Democrats continue to pressure Republicans, calling for stricter gun legislation after mass shootings in El Paso and Dayton, something the Senate's majority leader says they'll consider when they return from recess next month.
Several relatives and friends of gun violence victims joined House Democrats demanding Senate action on background check legislation approved earlier this year by the House.
So those that care, those that want people to hear that they give a damn, excuse my language, get out there, show them, tell their senators it's time to act.
Michigan Democrat Debbie Dingell among those urging Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell to take up a bill expanding background checks. Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer is requesting the White House withdraw a request to use $5 billion for a border wall and instead use that funding to address gun violence and white supremacist extremism. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Opera singer Placido Domingo is under fire and under scrutiny for accused sexual misconduct, is now not performing in San Francisco and Philadelphia. Upcoming shows there have been canceled. The L.A. Opera is also investigating. A couple that became reality TV stars hit with a harsh reality from the IRS.
A federal grand jury has indicted USA Network reality TV couple Todd and Julie Chrisley on charges that include conspiracy to commit bank fraud, wire fraud, conspiracy to defraud the United States, and tax evasion, as well as charging their former CPA, Peter Tarantino. Prior to the indictment, Chrisley, the popular dad on the reality show Chrisley Knows Best, took to Instagram to say that the indictment was coming. However, the family was set up by a disgruntled former employee who Chrisley claims stole millions from the family and created phony documents. He ended the note saying he has nothing to hide. Michelle Foligno, Fox News.
Things keep getting more negative on Wall Street. Dow futures now down nearly 400 before the opening bell. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hey, good Wednesday morning. ESPN 93.5, your local news now brought to you by Thomas and Eller's Insurance, your local independent auto owner's insurance agents. Contact Justin or Dave at 217-356-2400 or visit Thomas-Ellers.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Champaign School District, for the first time, has implemented a formal policy on district-issued purchasing cards. Gift card purchases and travel-related meals are no longer eligible to be paid for with the purchasing cards. The News Gazette says the goal of the new policies is to prevent the misuse of the cards. An Urbana alderwoman wants the city to put in place a cap on how much money you can win in a raffle. Mary Alice Wu says the legislature is eliminating a requirement for a limit so the city doesn't have to have a cap but could choose to. She supported a prize limit of $1 million. The Illinois Department of Health says the number of hospitalizations for teens tied to vaping is potentially going up. At least six young people have been hospitalized for severe breathing problems after vaping. NBC Chicago says the six young people experienced coughing, shortness of breath, and fatigue. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you with who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment.
Contact Justin or Dave at Thomas & Ellers Insurance in Champaign today. 217-356-2400. Here is your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather forecast brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent. Two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham, and Urbana, 367 Rose or blossombasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Morning, Stevie. Sunshine. Today's high 84, 60 hour low tonight. Nice day. Partly cloudy tomorrow with a high 80, low 60. 80 the high on Friday, but we have a 40% chance of showers coming our way. Same for Saturday morning. Right now, the temperature's at 66.
Throw one out there. It doesn't matter. 60s.
Well,
good.
For some reason, my computer says 82 in Savoy. I know that's wrong.
I'd predict 65. That'd be my throw.
It's 66.
Okay.
ESPN 93.5.
All right. Good morning. Good to have you. 7:07. Baseball. The Cubs are now just one in front of St. Louis. The Cubbies can't win on the road. They lost Philadelphia 4-2 last night in the city of brotherly love. Cardinals win in Kansas City, a heck of a game. Boy, Jack Flaherty is turning into a real big-time pitcher. He's been good for a month now. 2-0 Cardinals. Anyway, more on that coming up. But now one game separate the Cardinals and the Cubs. We got both. Cardinals are heard here. Cubs on US 105.9. Loud and clear on FM. So more on that coming up. Marquise Beeson apparently goes down with a knee injury. Really had some nice moments in the first 10 practices. Freshman, four-star defensive back Marquise Beeson. So Illini Nation a little sad about that. They don't know the extent of the knee injury, but it's, quote, concerning is what they're saying. So we'll tell you what we know about that. A lot on that, Tayan Piper yesterday on the drive. Good to have Tisha Powell. How are you?
Good, Stevie. Thanks so much for having me.
I was looking up Tisha Powell. What do you do? You have like 9 jobs.
Yes. I actually am an attorney and I'm also an author. And I've worked on political campaigns before.
Well, you're out there, man. I want to see your schedule because to cover like foreclosures and then talking politics and then getting a picture with Don King. I mean, you're everywhere.
Pretty much, yes. This is what you know. I'm in Florida, so you have to be very aware of what's going on in politics because it seems to affect us a lot down there.
Yeah, Florida's obviously a huge state. Every 4 years. The Republican Party has long been hit by its detractors as the party of big money, big donors. But apparently Donald Trump's getting small dollar donations. That's kind of a surprise, Tisha.
That's actually very good. I think that every conservative, every voter should actually just be excited, because the smaller the donors, the bigger the impact. I mean, President Trump has found a way to just talk directly to voters. I mean, it just reminds me of going to church. When you're in the church, he gives you collection money. It's like his message is renaissance. It's magic to voters. This is a good sign. We've not had this for the GOP. We've had, you know, Sanders did this. President Obama did this. Now we have a GOP that's able to do this, President Donald J. Trump. So I want to tell everybody, you know, you should go out and get ready to vote, because President Donald J. Trump is probably going to be reelected to office.
Oh, boy. You know, okay. Now, Tisha, listen, there are people, and quite a few of them, particularly in media, that have branded this president as white nationalist, racist. I mean, as a woman of color, how do you react to, you support Donald Trump, but how do you react to such accusations every day?
Yeah, this is propaganda, because President Donald Trump got every single nationality to vote for him in the past election. So he cannot be a racist if the voters are voting for him. Every single race is going to vote for President Donald J. Trump. The voters love him. They don't care if he's white or black. He doesn't care for white or black. We love him. He loves us. He's good for America. We're voting for him. We don't care. It has nothing to do with color. It has to do with the fact that President Trump can lead this country. That's what it's about.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know what? It's going to be quite a race. I know you probably are keeping track of the Democrats. Any idea who's coming out of that Democratic presidential primary, Tisha?
Unfortunately. Yes, it looks like Warren has a shot. Sanders is still trying something, even though he's now corrupted by Wall Street. Have you noticed that he went in? A public office came out richer than before.
Well, he has three homes, including he has a beach, a $600,000 beach home among his three homes, and so it's kind of what socialists do. The ones that are at the top, it's a pretty good deal if you're at the top of the socialism chain, but not so good for everybody else. And of course, Elizabeth Warren has surged a little bit in Iowa, so it'll be interesting to see. I think Kamala Harris probably has a chance as well. I don't think Joe Biden's going to make it. That's be my call. But I don't know.
No, I don't even think Biden has a message either.
No.
I think he's still trying to figure out, how does he go from rich to just, like, having a message again?
Yeah. Tisha, how do people connect with Tisha Powell? I find you very interesting and so incredibly diverse in all the stuff you're doing. I love a great entrepreneur that rolls their sleeves up. That kind of is what you do. So I do enjoy and appreciate that.
Pretty much. That's why I'm a Republican. I'm afraid that everything that we believe in is going to be wiped out with the Democrats.
All right. It's T-E-I-S-H-A, Tisha Powell.
T-E-I-S-H-A, yes.
T-E-I-S-H-A, Tisha Powell. You'll find her. She's out there. Hey, thanks for your time. Nice meeting you.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Too bad she's not enthusiastic.
Right.
Whenever they say Donald J. Trump, usually that's one of enthusiasm.
Okay.
Donald J. Trump.
Well, and the fact that there's so many people contributing with these $200 donations.
Well, a lot more than anybody would have guessed. 61% of money raised directly by Trump's campaign, small donors. 61. Mitt Romney had 26, and John McCain 25. I mean, that's 61%. So it's got to tell you something. But this blanket message of course he can't win, he's a racist, white, nationalist, Nazi, and you just drive it home, and a whole bunch of people are going, I don't know, I don't see it.
Right.
Now, is he in your face, too much on Twitter, says stuff I don't agree with? Well, yeah, but who am I voting for? Where do I go? You tell me my choices are going to be Donald J. Trump or Elizabeth Warren? That's kind of different. I'm telling you, where's Howard Schultz? What happened to the coffee guy? He's a liberal, but he's kind of toward the middle. Right now, he can't do it because he'd get shouted down.
Probably so.
You can't possibly be a moderate in a Democratic Party because you can't. Not allowed.
A lot of people are just kind of being quiet.
If there was ever a...
polite and respectful and just staying quiet.
If there was somebody like middle that jumped up that people said kind of likable, kind of makes sense... I think an independent could actually make a real difference. But they scared Howard Schultz off saying, you know what, you're going to give it to Trump. You'll be hated, screamed at. So he's at least standing now for now. Not doing nothing. All right, 7:15, you can always text us.
Actually, we did get a text from Bob and Rantoul about Randy Rosarena.
Yeah.
And how to say Rosarena.
Randy Rosarena.
Uh-huh.
He's the new AAA guy they just brought up for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Okay.
So he will, best player in AAA, I think, on all of AAA. I mean, he's exciting player.
Okay.
Lane Thomas, who hit the grand slam and triple on Sunday for the Cardinals, said, every time I played on the field with Randy
Rosarena,
he was the best athlete on the field every single time.
Mm.
So he's that. So we're excited about that. He didn't play last night. Cardinals won anyway.
Yes, that's right. 2-0 was the final over Kansas City. Let's get your Redbird recap.
This Redbird recap is brought to you by Spectrum Mobile. Spectrum Mobile has unlimited talk, text, and data. Save up to 40%. Go to SpectrumMobile.com today.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. A combined shutout last night. Jack Flaherty for 7. Then it was Andrew Miller, and the last two outs picked up by Carlos Martinez. 2-0 over the Royals.
Pitching was terrific for the Cardinals. Only 9 hits total in the game. The Cardinals got some double plays late that were important, but really the story of the game, Jack Flaherty, outstanding. 7 strikeouts, 7 scoreless innings. Martinez picks up save number 13.
Now it's Dakota Hudson going for his 11th win as the Cardinals try to sweep the 2-game series in Kansas City and try to make it 5 in a row in the win column.
Hudson's been more good than bad, and we need him to keep the ball down in the zone and just follow Jack Flaherty's lead.
With the Cubs' loss last night, the Cardinals are a game behind the Cubs in the National League Central for first place, and it's Hudson against Brad Keller. We're on the air at 6:20. Ricky has the lineups at 7:05. I'll bring you the first pitch at 7:15.
Did you know that with Spectrum Mobile, you could save big on your wireless bill? Get our Buy the Gig plan for just $14 a gig and pay for only the data you use. Unlimited talk and text included. Go ahead, grab your wireless bill and compare. Use a lot of data? We've got you covered. Ask about our unlimited data plan. Spectrum Mobile, the best network, the best devices, the best value. Get Spectrum Mobile today at SpectrumMobile.com. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for offer restrictions and details.
The Phillies beat the Cubs 4-2 yesterday.
Yeah.
Were we expecting that?
It was in Philadelphia. Philadelphia's in the wild card race, so they're pretty good.
Okay.
Cubs are just not good on the road. I don't know. Nobody knows why.
So they've got a game today on U.S. 105.9 in that series. Astros over the Chicago White Sox in the first game, 6-2. And then Chicago White Sox beat the Astros 4-1.
Let me get to this Marquise Beeson, if I can.
Okay, yes.
Marquise Beeson, 4-star defensive back for the Fighting Illini football team, was in a one-on-one drill. It was in the corner of the end zone. They both jumped. They came down. Marquise didn't get up. And Lovey said, you know what? We play football. We have to play football. Guys get injured. They're getting injured all over the country. We are so thin a defensive back. It's very concerning. We have 3 scholarship players right now at that position. Number 4 and 5 are walk-ons. So it got thin. I would not be shocked to see a wide receiver convert and run backwards instead of running forward. And try and be a defensive back at this point because you're so thin there.
Marquez has a brace on his knee and was on crutches.
Yeah, they had him in the tent. He came out in the crutches and a little better spirits. But Marquise Beeson, whoo, he was returning kicks. I mean, he was electric. So what a bummer. Hope and pray that his knee is not a big-time knee injury, but there's concern. Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service and brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copier printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 35 years at wattscopy.com.
Up to 84, down to 60 with the sunshine, 80 to high today and on Friday, low around 62 in the evening. There's a chance. chance for morning showers on Friday's forecast. We're currently at 66 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, we'll check our Fox Business Minute. Keep an eye on the markets. They jumped yesterday because the whole tariffs on China has been delayed till December. Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. It's Wednesday, August 14 at 7:20.
From the Fox Business Network, futures are pointing to a sharply lower open on Wall Street. Interest rates are higher on two-year Treasury notes than on 10-year notes. When short-term Treasury investments are paying more, it's considered a recession warning sign. Office rental company WeWork has filed to go public. It hasn't revealed how many shares it will offer or the price, but it does say it lost $1.6 billion last year. Canada Goose lost money in its recent quarter. It's blaming costs of refinancing. The maker of expensive winter parka says sales increased and were stronger than expected, though. Now that CBS and Viacom have a deal to merge under the name Viacom-CBS, the new company is expected to compete with Netflix, Disney, and AT&T for subscribers, along with selling TV shows and movies to other companies. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Designed for every position you play.
Okay, so we're giving you a chance at this in about 20 minutes.
He finds unique ways to let both food and wine dictate his story. He's Chef Thad Morrow, from humble Midwestern beginnings to the center of the world in New York City. And he's back at the new Naya Restaurant, Asian-inspired Italian cuisine, situated in the heart of Campus Town. Enjoy a night out in the company of those you love. Join Chef Thad Morrow at Naya, now open at 212 East Green Street, online at nayarestaurant.com.
Yeah, I got some $50 I'm giving out, these vouchers on our Stever program. We'll have you text in this morning as we gradually evolve to our online product, meaning you'll have to go register at GoStever.com. When that starts lighting up, and it will more and more, then it'll probably mostly be online. Yesterday was $2,000 of Freedom Roofing. Lyle was pretty fired up. $2,000 off his roof.
Nice.
So an $8,000 roof turns into six.
Uh-huh.
That's nice.
A lot of times our roof problems is something we bump to the back burner, so.
Well, if you got a bucket, and then depends how many buckets you can find, but then it gets in the drywall and it's a mess.
Have Freedom take a look at it. Yeah. And if you know a law enforcement official and you want to nominate them, they're retired, roofs can be expensive, why not?
If you know somebody, Freedom's giving out a free roof to a retired police officer.
Exactly.
Wow. Freedom at sjbroadcasting.com. A few sentences about that special person. September, we'll give out a roof free. All right, front page News Gazette. Struggling headline, Nathan Montgomery explaining to people in this picture that their nonprofit needs $450,000 by the end of the year to make up for shortfalls after revenue at grocery thrift stores failed to meet expectations. I like Salt and Light. I think they've done a lot of great work in this town. Nathan's family, of course, in the spotlight when ABC came to Philo to rebuild his house.
Yes.
Good man, good family, good nonprofit. I love how they try and teach people how to fish instead of give them a fish every day.
Yes.
Love that philosophy.
They have a mission of helping people find jobs, and they work there at Salt and Light in the old county market location. It's on Philo Road
yes. In Urbana. Yeah.
They say currently 80% of our budget is met through people shopping in our store and revenue from recyclable, unusable items, with 16% met by donations from individuals, churches, and businesses. Clearly, we have realized the level of self-sustainability unheard of for nonprofits, but we still have another 4% we need to make up through increased sales and ongoing giving.
They have, I think, an annual budget of like $2.5 million. Anyway, they're $450,000 short. Apparently, they're behind on their lease to Neiman Foods.
They need to make this up by the end of the year.
Yeah. Well, again, it's tough. You have great ambition to do big things, and it's wonderful. But boy, sometimes that's a lot of square feet. I don't know what they're paying for the square footage. But in that part of Urbana is where the county market was, but then they left, leaving that open. And so Salt and Light did the studies and research and thought, well, maybe we can open a store. It's not easy to run a grocery store, by the way. It's pretty tough. The margins are pretty slim. And you have to restock, and the truck's got to be there, and you got to have supplies, and the price's got to be right, and you got to people check you out. I mean, there's a lot to it.
That is. And so, that's only one section of Salt and Light. There's a huge, you know, furniture section where people are bringing things in. There's a huge clothing section, and they take torn and tattered clothing so that they can shred it up for inside upholstery and things like that. There's a lot going on there at Salt and Light. The number of households participating in the program has grown from just under 200 households a month per to over 350 households.
Yeah. News Gazette's got it online. They got it, you know, through stands in their paper this morning. We're going to read more about it. Saltandlightministry.org. You can donate if you'd like, but they're in a pinch and need $450,000. But I guess my first question is, what would that do? It'd catch them up, but how do they sustain going forward? If the model's not working, how do you keep her going? But it's a good thing, and they're doing good things for a lot of people.
Saltandlightministry.org for details.
Okay, stand by. Ed Martin coming up from St. Louis and the Phyllis Schlafly Eagle Forum. We'll touch on the news of the morning. Ed's a big Cardinal fan, so he'll probably be pumped this morning. The Cardinals are just a game out in the Central behind those Cubs. Isn't it great that we have the Cubs and Cardinals both? US 105.9 for the Cubbies. Cardinals live right here, and it's getting more interesting, isn't it? Milwaukee lost last night, so they remain 2.5 back. And the Cardinals' odds of making the playoffs just went up to 44%. They got a shot. They're assuming the Cubs are going to win the division. The odds makers say the Cardinals now have a 44% chance of making a wild card.
Always interesting to see how it pans out inside the last month of the season.
All right, one of our deals next week is going to be Yoshi Hayasaki at Hayasaki Gymnastics. This is where you take your child when you're not sure what sport to get them in.
Uh-huh.
And they learn about their body. George Springer, former World Series MVP, said it all started with gymnastics.
Yes.
I learned about my body and how to move parts.
Finding the center of gravity.
I'm going to be paying for the first full month for your child if you want to do this. Next week's offer will be a whole month with Yoshi Hayasaki, Hayasaki Gymnastics.
Here's former U of I gymnast Billy Hoyce on the benefits of gymnastics and the teachings of owner Yoshi Hayasaki.
Yoshi is contagious. If you're around him for a little while, the charisma is spectacular. He was really focused on everybody, not just the top-tier athlete. When you start gymnastics as a little type, you are developing that true coordination, flexibility, strength, and even if you don't stay with it, it's just such a fabulous sport.
Visit Hayasaki Gym online at HayasakiGym.com.
This is the time of year when you really want to tiptoe out of work a little bit early and have some drinks with some friends. Houlihan's is the perfect choice. Happy apps from 4 to 6 with their appetizers just under $4. And their daily drink specials are terrific all day on Sunday. Keep in mind, Sundays between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m., their brunch menu is outstanding. Their classy atmosphere and quick friendly service will keep everyone smiling. Houlihan's at 1st and St. Mary, just south of the State Farm Center.
At Honda BMW, they believe in letting you make the choice when you're ready. And now you don't even need to come into their award-winning dealership to buy your car if you don't want to. Just go to drivechampagne.com. Click on the type of vehicle you're interested in and look to the right-hand side of the page. It says Express Purchase. That means you can buy a car on your computer right now, only at the award-winning Honda BMW Express Purchase. Go to drivechampagne.com.
News. I'm Joy Piazza. The accused child sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein may have had plenty of time to hang himself with a bedsheet in his cell in New York on Saturday.
There are reports that those two guards at the Metropolitan Correctional Center who were guarding Epstein's area fell asleep and didn't check on him for 3 hours. The New York Times also reports they falsified records to cover up their mistake. Now, they have been put on administrative leave, and the warden at the MCC has been temporarily reassigned to an office post while the investigations are conducted.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Flights have resumed at the airport in Hong Kong.
Riot police clashed with some of the 10,000 protesters who for two straight days had prevented passengers from leaving the airport. Protesters captured three people who they thought were undercover policemen. They beat one of them badly. It's now thought he may have in fact been a journalist.
Fox's Benjamin Hall. Police say five protesters under arrest. This is Fox News.
Local news brought to you by Rhonda Lash, loan officer with CIBM Mortgage. Rhonda and her team at CIBM Mortgage wants to make the home buying process easy. Get pre-approved today. Call Rhonda, 390-9310, or email rhonda.lash at cibmmortgage.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Urbana Mayor Diane Marlin and city council members will be taking public comment on whether they want recreational marijuana sales in Urbana. Recreational sales of marijuana become legal in the state January 1st. Urbana leaders will take public comment on the issue immediately after the next city council meeting planned for 7 p.m. on Monday. The News Gazette says cities allowing recreational marijuana sales could bring in up to $300,000 from the cannabis excise tax and another $250,000 from additional sales taxes. The Illinois Department of Health says the number of hospitalizations for teens tied to vaping is potentially going up. At least six young people have been hospitalized for severe breathing problems after vaping. NBC Chicago says the six young people experienced coughing, shortness of breath, and fatigue. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hi, it's Rhonda Lash, loan officer with CIBM Bank. We know some of you are exploring, and we know some of you are expecting, and some looking to retire. From your first house, one big enough for all the kids, to that warm vacation escape. So that's why we want to make it easy and lend you the money that you need. So come see me, Rhonda Lash, at CIBM Bank.
Upgrading or buying? Email rhonda.lash at cibmmortgage.com or call 390-9310 NMLS number 1772943.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast brought to you by CMI, Chemical Maintenance Incorporated. They're in Champaign, the best janitorial supply company in the world, according to this morning's rankings. It's Betsy and Brad Park, good friends.
That's awesome. They were ranked number one.
Stevie J Janitorial Supplies ranking comes out every, what's the day? Every Wednesday. Call 359-6262 or CMIclean.com.
Mostly sunny, high 84. 60 hour low into the evening tonight. 80 the high tomorrow and Friday with partly cloudy conditions. There's 40% chance of morning showers both Friday and Saturday. The weekend looks pretty good. Mid to upper 80s. Right now the temperature is at 67. ESPN 93.5.
What is the issue with selling marijuana in my town? What's the issue again? I know that Diane Marlin's doing the right thing asking for public input, but what does it matter? It's just a question of gas prices, isn't it? Don't I just have to get in my car and drive wherever they sell it? It's going to be legal January 1 in Illinois. So I don't get the, ooh, we don't want it in our, we already have it in your town. It's a question of whether you want to make money on it. Well, we don't want to make money on marijuana. Oh, yeah, you do, because now it's legal, so now you make $300,000 for your town. It's just convenience. It doesn't matter, I guess. I mean, it's not like you're going to have less smoking. People just get marijuana, they get in their car, and they go buy it wherever they buy it. I don't know. Everybody's having these discussions. I guess it's, you know, town selling alcohol. I think a whole bunch of them do now, but I don't quite, I don't know. I know you have to, as a public official, get some input from the public. That's all fine. I just think in the grand scheme of things, as I mentioned years ago, but did anybody listen? If we're going to legalize gambling, you're going to have it on every corner. What happened? It's on every corner. Dotties, bodies,
yeah.
Boo-boos, everybody's got them.
Such girly names. I don't know why they do that.
I don't know. President of the Eagle Forum Education and Legal Defense Fund this morning from Washington, D.C., Ed Martin. I just said these our town here in Urbana having a discussion at the city council whether they ought to sell marijuana. I said, well, it's just a question of gas prices. They just drive. It doesn't matter. It's not like you're not going to have marijuana in your town. The state has it legal now, so now it'll be everywhere, and you're going to have smoking and driving, and I'm an old prude, and I don't care. Ed, how are you?
I was going to say, I was excited to talk to you because the Cardinals are playing a Triple A team and winning lots of games, and I was thinking it was going to be a good conversation. But okay, sounds like you're a little grumpy. It's a hump day, and you know we'll get towards the weekend. But
just look at me mowing my grass with dark socks and shorts. I just get off my grass.
Right.
Nobody listens to me. I said you're going to start the gambling. It's going to be everywhere. It's not a good societal evolution for us, but.
Yep.
Nobody cares. Anyway, Ed Martin is a very learned man, and yes, a Cardinal fan. The Cardinals are one game out this morning, Ed.
I know. I was watching. You know, I bought the MLB package on the app so I can get the Cardinals everywhere, and I was watching the Cubs game.
Yeah.
And the Cubs, the starter, had 14 strikeouts in six innings, and then they lost. And I thought, man, this is really something. Maybe we're a rally squirrel away from having a real chance. I don't know. We'll see. I'm not convincing myself too easily. But hey, by the way, let me say, Stevie J, on that topic, I do have something to add. One of our great Eagles, one of Phyllis Schlafly's great friends for decades, is in Colorado, and she's a great leader. And of course, Colorado is ground zero for let's have marijuana everywhere, make it a commerce, you know, we'll regulate it. And it's a mess, as you know, and more data is coming out about how troubling the question of violence in marijuana. And again, I'm kind of like you. Once it's gone, once the cat's out of the bag, I mean, you can't roll back time and pretend you're going to be Clint Eastwood in that old movie where he's a grumpy neighbor. On the other hand, a lot of things are happening fast in this culture and country in the last, say, 30 years. And you kind of have to wonder, you know, about some of them and what the impact is going to be long term. It's a complicated one. But that issue of marijuana, as you point out, it's everywhere now. I mean, it's in Washington, D.C., they sell it. So it's across the river from Virginia. And Virginia's saying, well, we might as well legalize it, too. And it's just going everywhere. I agree with you.
What about prostitution? It's legal in Nevada. Is that next? I mean, we're done.
Well, actually, you know, you're going to smile now. I can't believe I'm doing this. I read an essay, a report in the Sydney newspaper that there was a judge who said, well, we've got rampant promiscuity and homosexuality. You know, incest and pedophilia, those used to be taboo, too. And he's been taken off the bench. But, you know, your point here is the slippery slope is always a little bit of a silly argument. On the other hand, people start to adjust their norms to where they are. And as you point out, prostitution, it sounds like sex trafficking is not allowed. You know, the Congress and everybody says that's not good. But prostitution seems a lot like sex trafficking under another name, and you know, I don't know. It's a crazy world.
Well, again, when you start accepting thing after thing after thing, and it goes against morals, values, principles, it is a slippery slope. Ed, there's so much here to talk about.
Yeah.
I don't even know where to begin. I guess I begin. I mean, you've said it. You didn't think Joe Biden would make it through July, and I don't.
I know.
I don't think he. I don't. And it's an awful thing to say, but I really am nervous, not for what he'll say politically, but what he'll say as a 76-year-old man. I don't think he's sharp every day, and we're all getting older, but I'm embarrassed for him, and some people age faster. He certainly served his nation. I just don't know if he's got what it takes to do this thing.
Well, first of all, let me acknowledge I thought you were going to go, it looks like I'm a little bit wrong on that. I thought he would have sort of plummeted sooner in terms of the Democrats and in terms of their polling and all. I kind of think he's at a fake, someone said yesterday, a leader in name only. Mm. In other words, at some point something will happen and everyone will bail away. I do feel like that. It's a little bit like, remember how Rick Perry was at the top of the polls for a minute a few years ago, and suddenly when he made a gaffe, everybody bailed on him. So, it's a funny thing, the situation to be in. We have Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the Supreme Court. She looks incredibly frail. She's in her late 80s. You say to yourself, is this a good business model to have people who are so senior? You have President Trump, who's 72. I think he's 72. And he looks like he's got the energy of a 52-year-old. So, you know, it's a funny world. And, you know, back to practical politics, DBJ, and I can tell you, I had a conversation about this before. Every politician and every campaign person, a political person who says, well, we're going to turn out the young people, that'll help. It just never works in America. I mean, what we know is older people vote. The more years you live, the more likely you are to vote by percentage. And so you have a certain problem, right? You've got to be careful saying to seniors, you know, that, hey, you know, age is a factor. I just, on the other hand, I think Biden's gaffes plus his age is going to end up being a kind of contributing factor. The bigger question is, I forget this, and you may too sometimes, it's not really a national race. It's a race in Iowa, and then a race in New Hampshire, and then a race in South Carolina.
Yeah.
And what I hear in Iowa is that Elizabeth Warren is as strong as any Democrat's been in a very long time because of her ground game and her early money and all. And so we may be talking about things that we care about and wondering about, but if the race gets down to 8 or 9 people, which it looks like it is, then it comes down to who can win Iowa and catapult into New Hampshire, and then who can come through New Hampshire. And, you know, the detail that was noticed out here in the swamp and may not have been caught out there is Stacey Abrams, the sort of young Democrat of the moment. She lost the governor's race in Georgia, African-American woman. She announced she's not running for president, which makes you kind of smile. I didn't, you know, she was
really
that. But then she said quickly, I'm happy to be anybody's vice president.
Oh, my goodness.
And I do think, look, the calculation will be, if it's a white male at the top of the ticket in the Democrat Party, they're going to have to look for diversity.
Yep.
If it's Kamala Harris, yep, they may be able to go with something different. So, well, it's an interesting time.
Is it possible that we have not seen the Democratic nominee yet?
Well, I know that a guy like Bloomberg and a guy like Schultz wants to believe that, and maybe even a guy like Mark Cuban. But the problem is, in the Democrat Party, you can't jump in and be the sort of middle guy. You can't jump in and say, look, I'm a business guy, I'm sort of pro-business. You can't get through the primary. So
yeah.
Remember, Trump did that from the outside. He did it early, but he did it from the outside, and he held the right, the populist right. He didn't go rhino. He didn't come in and say, let me be the moderate and have everybody think. The moderate spot was taken by Rubio and others. And
right.
So, I think Howard Schultz Tom Steyer is proving that a lot of money spent over the years before. He spent probably $300 million in the last 5 years, and now he's spending $1 million a week right now to get on the ballot, to get into the debates. He's going to get to 2%. He's going to be in the debates in September. But I think by, October, he's going to have spent $500 million, and he's got the money to burn. But and I don't think he'll be in the race.
Unbelievable. Ed Martin, okay, the whole Jeffrey Epstein thing, have you tracked that at all?
Yeah. There's a couple things. One is next time the government says, give us more power, trust us, we're really good at things, you just say to yourself, well, my goodness, it looks like the poster child for everybody knew. This guy was a high-profile person, and they couldn't keep him secure. I tend to believe, Stevie J, so far, that it's an incompetence problem. It's a lot of incompetence, a lot of – I don't know how you'd have this conspiracy. On the other hand, it almost doesn't matter. I know I've talked to you so many times on the air and off. The people in this country have come to believe that the system is rigged. And it doesn't matter if that's true, if they believe it. And they look up and they say, man, I can't get out of my speeding ticket, even if I plead really hard, please, but I can't afford this. But the guy that does this can be allowed, to kill himself. I hate to say it, but he's allowed to kill himself so he doesn't have to go through 100 years in prison and die there and everything else. So I think it's a problem for the drain the swamp mentality. All of us think the swamp is broken and they can't do anything well. The question is whether... I think every incumbent should be scared of it, except Trump seems to dodge that, we'll see. We'll see.
Less than 15 months away before the 2020, will Donald Trump win again?
Oh, yeah, that's easy. He's going to win again, and that's not a problem. By the way, I do want to tell you something I noticed, and I got a call yesterday. I should have related it earlier. Hickenlooper, the governor, the former governor of Colorado, is going to drop out, and he's going to run for Senate. He's going to set up a Senate race in Colorado. The interesting detail with that is Cory Gardner is in leadership in the Republican Party, young, handsome, talented, but he's also been the number one Republican in the country taking marijuana money. He's been on the forefront of Colorado's development. Hickenlooper, as governor, resisted the marijuana money. He didn't think it was a good idea, but now he's changed his position. And my only reason to tell you that is Colorado will be a battleground. Trump has told people there. Yesterday I talked to someone. Trump has said himself personally, I'm going to win Colorado. That's going to be the battleground.
Mm.
I think that all the government in Colorado, the governor down through the House and Senate, is Democrat. People are sick of the incompetence there, I think. And as an example, if Trump is competing in Colorado and possibly winning, and I think he's going to be very successful everywhere else. Remember, it's not do you love Trump. It's how do you feel about where we are and who's his opponent.
Right,
and I don't
exactly
see an opponent that can beat him.
Right now I don't either. Ed Martin, how do people connect with you?
Well, we're at phyllisschlafly.com is our website. I mentioned those, Stevie J. We have our big Eagle Council next month. It's eaglecouncil.com. It's September 13 to 15 in St. Louis. Cardinals are home. They're playing the Brewers that weekend. I scheduled that conference, so we get a home stand. And
awesome.
They're playing the Brewers. And I'm on Twitter at Eagle Ed Martin.
You're the man, Ed. Always a pleasure.
All right, Stevie J. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. Ed Martin down in St. Louis and Washington has two places. ESPN 93.5, 746, situated in the heart of campus town, Naya. N-A-Y-A is a rare and remarkable restaurant for Champaign-Urbana, inspired by time-honored Asian cooking technique, emphasizing bright, flavorful Italian dishes. Naya's menu designed to reach the most discerning palates, yet remain accessible and classic. Ooh. You want to go? Let me buy it for you. I'll buy it for you. Not a discount, not a half off. I'll pay for it.
Excellent.
You'll have to text in Naya, N-A-Y-A. Okay? N-A-Y-A. This is in Campus Town. And you'll like this. We're getting, you know, feedback from this one and a whole lot of excellence. Mm-hmm. So text in N-A-Y-A 359-2255. I think I'll do $500. Let's do 10 of these.
Okay.
I will give you the money to go. Two stipulations. You have to use it within 7 days and then tell me what you thought of your experience. That's it. You spend my money. I give you the stuff. You keep it.
You know you need a date night.
This is a nice one.
Mm-hmm.
359-2255 NAYA, N-A-Y-A. Anybody rolling?
Are you sure you don't want to do more than what you had said?
$500?
We got plenty of people interested.
I'm just doing $500. Okay. Come on, man.
Exactly.
I got to do something tomorrow, too.
Well, as soon as I said date night, we went up by at least, you know, 10.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. We'll get hold of you after 9. Now, again, this is a new program. We're evolving to our Go Stever website where you'll be able to do this online.
Yeah.
But what you'll have to do is you have to go register, and if you're not registered, you're on the outside looking in. So GoStever.com to get registered, get ready, so you can take advantage of these opportunities.
Pretty good idea here.
It's
easy,
fun.
Easy, Stever.
Easy, Stever.
So many people telling me that this week.
That's what my kids told me, because I don't just come up with outlandish thoughts on the radio. I do it at home, too.
Exactly.
Easy, Stever. 748. Naya, N-A-Y-A, 359-2255. Text in now.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Hey, this is Scott Bala with the Illini Collector Car Club. Please come out to our new venue this year at Logic Everyday Community on Saturday, August 17th. Celebrate the 23rd annual Motor Muster Car Show. This year we feature cars of the fabulous 50s. Car show begins at 10:30 with awards at 3 p.m. You'll also have the chance to tour Logic's Everyday Community Building, sponsored by Warden Martin, Reynolds Towing, BMW of Champaign, Peter B's Automotive, and Sullivan Park Hill. Logic Everyday Community is located next to Overweis and Steak and Shake on Neal Street in Champaign. For details, visit IlliniCollectorCarClub.com.
This is the sound of at KoalaMama85 asking DQ to bring back the Snickers Blizzard. And this is the sound of us making the Snickers Blizzard. And the all-new peanut butter pie Blizzard made with Snickers. And this is the sound of 5,157 happy Snickers Blizzard lovers saying OMG smile emoji praise hands thank you exclamation point praise hands. That's what a Snickers Blizzard sounds like. And it's back with the all-new peanut butter pie Blizzard made with Snickers.
DQ, happy, tastes good.
Yeah, big story. Marquise Beeson looks like he hurt his knee. That's one of our really bright freshmen. No word on how serious that is, but really too bad. We'll know more hopefully in the next day or so.
And he's on that cornerback position.
Defensive back position, really fast. Was returning kickoffs. Darn it.
5'11", 180 pounds. Yeah,
good player, four-star player. Darn, he was just so fast. Anyway, that's sad news from Illinois football.
Right, race on knee on crutches. But you can check out the Illini football in action if you want to head towards...
Closed today.
Oh, it is.
Yeah,
okay.
I think they have closed practice. It's getting a little tougher to see your Illini. Nine more practices, and then they get game week going.
All right. Illinois volleyball ranked number 6 in the preseason poll. Stanford at number 1 in Nebraska. At number 2. St. Louis over Kansas City, 2-0 yesterday. Let's see how they do today. You'll hear the action here on ESPN 93.5. Philadelphia Phillies over the Cubs, 4-2. Cole Hamels to the mound today. 6:05 start on US 105.9. Minnesota over Milwaukee, 7-5 is relevant also. Always keeping track of the Brew Crew and the top three rankings and how we sit. Astros over the Chicago White Sox in the first game. White Sox win the second game in the doubleheader, another game this afternoon.
Mike Small wins again. Illinois men's golf coach won the Illinois Senior PGA Professional Championship.
How does he do it?
Well, he's now senior, which is like, okay.
Just a year over.
Yeah. He won by 9.
Okay.
Smalls' third straight win in the event qualified him to the Senior PGA Professional Championship. That'll be in Austin, Texas, coming up a little bit later. And then, of course, the good news, bad news, again, as you mentioned about volleyball, we're ranked sixth.
Mm-hmm.
The bad news is there's seven Big Ten teams. There's seven.
In the top 20.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
What? That's nuts.
It is.
What a tough league. See if Steve Suderman's awake at Good Vibe 752.
And a quick thanks to Chris Thomas for coming in when I was in D.C. on my vacation.
Good morning.
Yeah, good coach.
Mm-hmm.
Volleyball. Mr. Suderman, how are you?
Hey, I'm just wide awake and alert, and if you believe that, I might have some swampland in Florida for you.
Okay, my friend Steve Suderman, Good Vibes, where you get your man cave built and get your DirecTV and Dish all settled with antennae and all that stuff. What do you know? What's the news?
Well, with all the dish and antenna activity that's been going on since about the 4th of July, I missed a memo. Klipsch just launched a sale yesterday, and I didn't know it until somebody called it to my attention that my price was too high compared to online. So Klipsch has got 20% off their good line. I don't know if you know how Klipschmark goes to market, but they've got their serious product line and a step-down line. The step-down line's always on sale. You can get it at Best Buy. It's 20% off, 30% off, whatever. They move the models around. But the good line never goes on sale, except it just did for 20% off till the end of the month. And that is, well, that's kind of monumental if you're into music and, you know, the movie soundtrack and that. There's a pair of towers that's $1,200. It's $959. There's some bookshelves that I think are the best bookshelf speakers you can buy for $549, and they're $439.
Whoa.
So that's going on.
And this is deal. This is. Would you compare that audio wise to like an OLED or something?
Yes, they are high quality. You know, monitor. You know, people that are professional musicians love these things,
right.
And they're made to last virtually forever.
Well,
you buy a pair of Klipsch, you're kind of done buying speakers for a very, very long time. Sony's about to do something similar next week with their hot models. So there's a Sony kind of a flash sale. I don't want to spill the beans too much, but it starts next week. And selected models are all going to be knocked down $100, $200, I think up to $300 on their big 85-inch. So we've got something we just got on. If you Google Good Vibe Sound, there's now a virtual tour. So if you haven't been to our new store yet, you can kind of see what we've got. It's still kind of empty in here. We're still fleshing it out. It's still new, but we like the Google tour. It's kind of neat. You have to click through and get to the 360. And then, of course, if you're still missing Channel 3 because of DirecTV, we've got several solutions for you.
Gotcha, my friend. Again, gvibes.com. You can see a little tour of the new place at Round Bar next to the driver's license stuff. Hey, you the man. Keep her going. Let's get some clips sold. That's a great price.
That is a good deal.
All right, my friend. Talk soon.
Thanks, Stevie.
That's Steve Suderman at Good Vibes. Again, Round Bar, and they moved. And a nice store. All right, got a break for the news. Be back. Stand by. ESPN 93.5. Nominate a retired police officer today.
Retired police officers went through a lot. The last thing they need to think about is a roof in their retirement. Freedom Roofing respects former police officers and the sacrifices they made. That's why Freedom Roofing is giving away a roof to one retired police officer. To nominate a retired police officer, just email the officer's name, address, phone number, and a paragraph on why you think they deserve a new roof and send it to freedom@sjbroadcasting.com. The team at Freedom Roofing will select a retired officer as the winner in September. That address again is freedom@sjbroadcasting.com.